The following exercise is a wonderful foundation to awaken the compassion for yourself. If you dread being on your own and left alone with your own mind, then you might really want to invite good company. Ideally, a being who is wise and caring, as we will practice in this imagery. Only hanging out with your vulnerable child, shame, longing, sadness, or critical voices on your sofa is not much fun. You really want to be inviting a wise and compassionate being to balance out the negative atmosphere amongst the other sofa dwellers. By using the power of imagery to evoke wisdom and compassion instead of shame and self-criticism, we can develop a healing new dialogue inside of our heads. If we picture that sofa in your living room again with all its dwellers, you are unlikely to have an uplifting and helpful dialogue with any of them. In fact, you might have stopped talking to them and just be drowning them out by playing music or watching Netflix. Not having an inner dialogue makes us feel more and more disconnected from ourselves and from the world. It's only understandable that you wouldn't want to chat with the others, but maybe this new, compassionate companion could meet your need for a good heart-to-heart. So before we start, here are a few tips. Approach this visualization in a relaxed and playful way. Let images come and go. If you don't see images, just focus on the felt sense in your body. If nothing happens when I invite you to visualize something, don't worry. Just stay with what is and what you sense and see. If distress arises, change the image or stop the exercise and take care of yourself in a different way. And lastly, remember that this practice may require, well, practice. So I hope you enjoy it enough to repeat the whole sequence or parts of it regularly to let the love in when you need it the most. Please find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. And gently close your eyes, fully or partially. If you like, take a few nice and deep breaths to settle into your body. And if you like, place a hand over your heart or in another part of your body where touch feels soothing or supportive right now. And take a moment to connect with the sensations of breathing in your body. Maybe you can feel your belly rise and fall. Or you can feel the movement of breathing in your chest or the air flowing in and out of your nostrils. Letting yourself be gently soothed and rocked by that rhythm of breathing. Now I invite you to imagine yourself in a place where you feel perfectly at ease. This could be a real place, an imaginary place. What can you see? How does it feel in your body to be there? Maybe there's sun shining on your skin or breeze. You can touch something pleasant. Is there something pleasant to be smelt? What sounds can you hear there? really enjoying being in this safe place with all your senses. Knowing that this space welcomes you and takes joy in you being there. And if you like, you can now receive a visitor at your place or leave your place and encounter a being who has special qualities. This being understands your struggles and your difficulties without you having to say a word. This being radiates calm and strength. And this being loves you exactly as you are. And the sole purpose of this being is to be there for you, to care for you. And simply notice what images may arise in your mind. Being open to this being, maybe a fantasy figure or an animal or something in nature. And then if you like, place yourself just the right distance from this compassionate, wise being. You might want to be close up. You might want to be a bit further away, whatever feels good. And then take some time to allow yourself to receive all this understanding. All this love, acceptance, and strength. Taking in as much or as little as feels comfortable for you right now. Allowing yourself to enjoy this good company. And your compassionate companion is wise and all-knowing and understands exactly where you are in your life journey. And what you find challenging. Your companion might want to tell you something, something that is just what you need to hear right now. Please take a moment and listen carefully to what your compassionate companion might have to say. Receiving any supportive, comforting, encouraging words. And if there are no words, maybe receiving gestures of comfort and support. And if there are no words, then continuing to enjoy the good company. And your compassionate companion is very patient and understanding. So perhaps you would like to say something to your compassionate companion. It listens deeply and has a lot of time for you. So is there anything you'd like to get off your chest? And your compassionate companion may also like to leave you with a gift, a material object. See what appears in your hands. And if something appears, see what it is. And as you continue to enjoy the good company, allowing yourself to realize that your friend is actually a part of yourself. If this has been helpful, then know that all the compassionate feelings, images, and words that you are experiencing flow from your own inner wisdom and compassion. This is always available within you. So for now, I invite you to maybe let go of the image and simply focus on how you're feeling in your body right now. Letting yourself notice how it feels to have received all this kindness and support. And maybe savoring it. And if you don't yet experience a sense of compassion, then allowing yourself and your experience to be exactly as it is for now.